The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Musketeers. I'm Francis, and this show coming to you from Motueka Studio here at Fresh FM, your community radio station. We interview people on topics of interest within our community. And today we have Malouz from Women's Support Motueka. How are you?
Hi Francis, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very good. What's your role in Women's Support Motueka?
I am the manager.
What does Women's Support offer?
So Women's Support Motueka has been in the community since 1987. And we provide specialized support to women dealing with family violence and to their families as well. As you can see in the brochure, we provide support in advocacy. This is when someone has the need to sometimes leave their home. This is the sort of extreme side of that. And they need practical help with reaching out to lawyers, to find a home, or to navigate the system in terms of what their options are. So we can provide that. We also provide a crisis intervention, which means that if someone is unsafe in their home, we can assist them to leave and find a safe place to go. This is not always easy, and it's very difficult work, but it's definitely one of the things that we do here. We also offer counseling support. Again, this is specialized for women dealing with these situations. But we also offer support for women dealing with other life challenges, including grief, depression, anxiety, and others that are described in our website. So the best way to contact us is either by email or phone. They can also come to Community House. This is where our offices are. And if we are available, we can see them straight away, or we can make an appointment to see them at another time. We always like to make that connection and to understand what is happening for the person, so we can find ways to either support them with what we offer or look for other support available through other agencies. And finally, which is really exciting, as part of the work that we do, we are working on a prevention of family violence campaign through one of my colleagues, who is the community engagement coordinator. And this campaign we're launching is for young people, which it's a really exciting project that we're working on.
How is that going?
Yeah, it's great. So we're currently liaising with the Motueka High School and also with the Spot Motueka.
Yeah. Do you get any other supports from other businesses?
At this stage for that particular project, we just had a grant to run this this campaign through, it's called the Top of the South Community Foundation. But through other projects that we have, which is the fundraising campaign that we started last year, we have got more business support for that in particular. And we're running one again this year. So we're hoping to, again, have the support from the community and businesses to help us run another successful event.
Do you get much governmental support?
So we receive a grant, a contract from the Ministry of Social Development, which is our main funder. And this funds all the family violence specialist services that we offer. We used to get funding for our counseling service through Oranga Tamariki, but that was finished in 2023-2024. And that's a service that we actually don't have fully contracted. So we have to always get support from other grants or funders to help us continue with that service, which we haven't decreased due to the loss of contract. We kept the service going.
Do you get many private donations?
Yeah, we do get some. It fluctuated over the years. So this year we saw a bit of a decrease, but we believe that that's a reflection of what the economic picture we're living at the moment. But yeah, we've been very fortunate to receive support. We're still hoping to develop that part of our fundraising a bit more. So we're launching a Bequest opportunity that we will be working together with local lawyers to then promote. So yeah, it's quite we're trying to widen the ways that we can receive support from others. And we know that also through payroll giving, we can also receive a little bit more support for those services that we provide. And yeah, we're hoping to increase that income if possible and to receive more support from the community.
Has there been an increase of need for your services?
We've definitely noticed that cases have become more complex. And in terms of an increase, I cannot give you the exact figures yet, but over the years, I've been with Women Support Motueka since 2020, we've seen a steady increase in the need of our services, where when I started, we had over 250 referrals, and that number has doubled over the 5 years. So in that way, yes, there's definitely been an increase. And right now what we see is that cases are way more complex, and that can be attributed to factors.
What are the factors that are causing that?
So it's not just one alone. It comes in a group of different situations. Of course, the insecurity in terms of finances or the economic picture can be a factor. The lack of job insecurity is also a problem in our rural community. Mental health resources or mental health support for whānau is also another factor. Potentially those are one of the biggest ones, or two of the biggest ones. Definitely drug and alcohol abuse is a problem, and the lack of also housing security, it can be a problem as well for many. Mm.
Are you able to tell us more about those groups you network with?
Sure. So we have, or we are part of a multi-agency response system that is called the Safety Assessment Meetings, that we have once a week at police. And this is with other agencies such as RISE, which is here in Motueka. We also work with police, with corrections, with Oranga Tamariki, Work and Income, Ministry of Health, in Kaingaora. So we assist referrals that come through police on a weekly basis, and we create a safety plan for the whānau and support so they're not navigating these situations alone. In terms of other networks, we work also with SASH, which is also based here in Motueka, Family Start, Community House, which is a great resource for food support. We work with Age Concern, with the health practitioner nurses through both GP services. We work with the Family Motueka Family Service Center, and potentially that's all of the ones that are coming to my mind right now. I'm sure I'm leaving some out, but those are the local agencies that we liaise with on a more constant type of base, including Te Piki Oranga as well.
We're going to take a quick song break. Would you like to pick a song?
Sure. I'm thinking about Hall of Fame by The Script.
Thank you. be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock,
yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the hall. You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the hall of fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Tell us a little more about the gala that's coming up.
Yes, this is very exciting. It started with a dream that we could bring more awareness about the service that we provide whilst also creating hope and the vision that we can live free of violence. So this year we will have it on the 12th of September, which is a Saturday, at the Motueka Memorial Hall in the evening, and we are hoping to auction not just art but also experiences, which is a bit different to what we did last year, which was only art in several forms. It was a very successful night. We raised over $8,000, and we're hoping to hopefully increase that this year. And we will have tickets available soon. They will include the dinner, which is a three course dinner. It will include all the beverages. It's an R18 event, and it will also include live music, so we will have a band performing there, and also the opportunity for people to take either a beautiful piece of art or an experience that they can have later. And it will showcase experiences that we can do in our region. So for both Kaitiri Teri, Marahau, things we can do here in Motueka, and we're hoping to also get experiences from other regions nearby. This is an event that we are raising funds for our prevention program, like I was saying at the beginning, the campaign that we're launching this year, and we're hoping to increase that prevention work more as we continue to grow.
How would you be getting the art?
So we're still in the very early stages of the preparation for the gala, but our lovely supporter, Abby McCall, will be helping us collecting all of the items. So we will be reaching out to the community and all those networks in the art sector to request for support and hopefully get some pieces donated to auction on the night.
If someone was to donate, how could they do that?
So they can get in touch with us. So if anyone is able to provide their artwork to us, we would be very grateful. Just please reach out through our phone number 0352881611, or they can come to Community House and just have a chat.
Do you have an email that people could send images of their artworks to you?
Yes, we do. So this is Abby's email, and it's artcoordinator@wsm.org.nz.
Could you give us an idea of the ticket prices?
Sure. The ticket price last year was $150, and we're hoping to keep it at the same price this year. So yeah, it will include the three-course dinner, all the beverages, and the entertainment as well.
Let's go for another song break. And what would you like to choose this time?
Thank you for the opportunity. I'd love to please choose a song from Mercedes Sosa, who's an Argentinian singer. And the name of the song is called Gracias a la Vida, which means thanks to life. And it's a profound anthem of gratitude for life in total, both beauty and hardship.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro, perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado y en las multitudes del hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído que en todo su ancho graba noche y días, grillos y canarios, martillos, turbinas, ladridos, chubascos, la voz tan tierna de mi bien amado. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario, con él las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados, con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón, que agita su marco. Cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto. Así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto. Y el canto de ustedes que es el mismo canto, y el canto de todos que es mi propio canto. Gracias a la vida.
Well, that was a very great and emotive song. Mm-hmm. We've discussed the upcoming fundraiser. Back to the networking. Mm-hmm. Do you have resources to direct men in domestic abuse cases?
So this is all done through the multi-agency support or multi-agency response group that we are part of. So men, when they are victims of family violence, they will be assigned to RISE, which is the agency that would work in a specialization with them. Yeah, they would be the best service in our community to support men dealing with that situation as well. So also men that are experiencing this situation, they can go directly to RISE and refer themselves to receive support through their services.
What kind of feedback do you get from people that have used your agency?
We receive lovely feedback from Wahine, who have received our support, and is mostly feeling empowered to be resourceful to then go about with their own life and keep going with whatever situation they find themselves into, and to grow, which is really what we are here for. We are here to empower women to find that resourcefulness within themselves to then be the best they can be.
We broadcast through Marlborough, Nelson and Golden Bay. Mm-hmm. What other services do you have or groups out there are available for people over there?
Yeah, so here in Motueka, as we were mentioning before, we have us as an organization that supports women dealing with family violence and in crisis situations. The other agency that provides that support is Fakatu Refuge, formerly known as Women's Refuge in Nelson. They provide the support for all of that region in this community.
Do you liaise with that service, and what under what circumstances?
Yeah, we're actually very fortunate to have a good relationship with Fakatu Refuge, and they're incredibly supportive of the work that we do here. We don't have a shelter or a home to host people when they need to leave urgently. And Fakatu Refuge would be that that agency that we can refer clients when there are situations that people need a refuge overnight. And we also work together when people transition as well. If there are any referrals that we can support each other with, we work along those lines as well. And yeah, we've received amazing support from them in the past in other ways. So we are very fortunate to work together with Fakatu Refuge.
How can people come behind you and help out the agency?
Oh, that's a great question. So definitely by supporting our fundraising efforts, as we were talking about the gala, which is coming up, a very fun event. Also by donating through our Give a Little page. We have other options too, which is to support funding a counseling session for someone, grocery voucher or petrol voucher, so people can come even though they're far away and come in and get the support that they need. We also would love to have people asking about our community engagement project and the prevention work that we're doing. So by all means, please come in and see us and find out more about that and see how you can support us with that, Mahi, as well.
How can people find out about the gala?
So we will be launching a Facebook event page pretty soon. So please hang in there. And then we also are hoping to promote it as well through the local newspaper. So yeah, the news about it will be coming very soon.
Well, thank you so much for coming into our studio today. It was lovely meeting you and hearing about how the community can help you a little more with your agency and services and how they can reach out to you in the upcoming fundraisers and campaign.
Oh, thank you so, so much for the opportunity, Frances. Lovely to meet you too.
It's lovely to meet you as well. Thank you. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Man got his woman to take his seat. He got the power, oh, she got the need. She spends her life through pleasing up her man. Feeds him dinner, oh, anything she can. She cries alone at night too often. Smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Man makes your hair gray. He's your life's mistake. All you're really looking for. Even break. He lies right at you. You know you hate this game. Slaps you once in a while and you live in love and pain. She cries alone at night too often. He smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. On the women leave. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Black eyes all of the time. Don't spend a dime. Clean up this grime and you there, down on your knees, begging me please, come watch me bleed. Only
the podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.